Welcome back to Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and this season of basketball coverage would not be possible if it was not for our great local sponsors, Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance, Extreme Strength and Sports Performance, Tricor Insurance Company, Kramer Pest Control, Bar Raising Fitness, Foley Distributing, and Advance Wellness Center. If you are not following us on social media, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. You can find me on X at Coach Manaman. If you are a podcast person, like, subscribe, follow, leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Now stick around as we hear from one of our great local sponsors, and then we welcome in our guest. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly reviewed agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance. Joining us via the Nolan Weber Agency through American Family Insurance Hotline, Cascade former coach, state championship coach, Coach Brindle is joining us on Tri-States After the Buzzer. Coach Brindle, welcome and thank you for being a guest on the podcast.
Hey, my pleasure, Nick. It's an honor to be here. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for everything you do for all of our local sports and kids in our area here.
I appreciate that. The thing that I like about basketball is when I did baseball, it's been a difficulty finding a co-host to come on every single week or someone that has a reoccurring role. Football, it's been difficult, but you might have a reoccurring role. I might ask you to come on a couple times throughout this basketball season.
My pleasure. If I can talk hoops, I'll do it. No problem at all. Right up my alley.
First question I have for you, Coach, is I see you on Twitter. I see you posting a lot of pictures at games, and you, just like myself, are a big popcorn advocate. It's currently my favorite food right now. But
Winter suffers, popcorn, man.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But let's throw the popcorn aside. Who are some of the area teams so far that you've watched in person, and how have they impressed you so far on the young season?
You know, we're real fortunate in our area. Our Dubuque kind of greater kind of Telegraph Herald area has so many high quality basketball teams year in, year out, and this year is no different. You know, obviously, I'll start with Cascade. I've seen our guys a few times, and I think this is the year. I think Coach Mullen has a chance to have his best year he's had the time he's been there now. They're young but experienced, which is a good combination. We have one senior, Kassoff in the point guard. Jackson Arantz, he's going to be an all-state guard, but they have everybody can play. Everybody can do something. You know, Mick Huffman the other night has 23 for him. Nate Shockmill's getting rebounds. Cooper can shoot it. Cooper Hummel. There's a lot of pieces there, and their pieces are going to get better. So I really like what I've seen from them. They have some things they got to shore up, so obviously, and a big week coming up with Monticello coming at home. Kind of see who's going to kind of stand on top of the conference early on. So Cascade's a lot going for them. I got a chance to go watch West Dubuque and Decorah a couple weeks ago, week and a half ago. That was a great game. Decorah is going to be a top, they already are, but they're a top five, 3A team. Our rankings committee, our 3A crew, I was looking at them as being one of those top teams. And West Dubuque has some unknowns. They have, you know, Canyon Bright is, in my opinion, the best big player in our area. And he really came on strong last year. He's going to have an all-state type year for West Dubuque this year. There's their guards that really impressed me. They got better throughout the game. They're tough. They guard. Callahan kid can shoot it. PC's going to get better. The craft kid, he's tough. You know, he hits some big shots for him. Skirsch brothers. Goodman, who's finally healthy. You know, thank goodness he's had some knee issues and stuff the last couple of years. And West Dubuque teams, I think, it's going to go through the battles of the valley and not be a 3A team he may want to see later on in the year. They gave DeCore all they could handle and had a chance to win that game. I've got a chance to see Beckman a little bit. I haven't seen him live yet. I saw some film on him a little bit. I think Beckman's a good team. Again, Coach Maloney lost one of the best players you're ever going to get a chance to coach in Patrick Gallagher. But they return a lot of guys that can really guard. That's kind of like their identity. And that's a good idea to have, especially this time of the year. They had a big win the other night down Comanche. They kind of got it going now. They're kind of figuring out who can score for them a little bit. They got Eli Kleesner, all-conference kid back from last year, kind of a bruiser, really athletic. Now they're trying to find who's going to be that guy who can shoot it. Got a couple of Deer boys and a promising freshman, Jake Wegman. Remember that name? He's going to be another mold of Gallagher and Keegan and those guys they've had come through there. And McCulkin is another one, you know. First, real quick, a shout-out to Ty Hintz, who had that terrible injury last Tuesday. Good report. He's doing well. Hopefully, he's back later on this year, and I think that's the way it's sounding, I hope. They have Ty Harden, who scored 20 a game last year for him, Meyer kid. And, you know, Coach Hartman, Hubie, my old high school teammate at West Dubuque, he teaches good offensive basketball as well as anybody does. They're going to put up 75-80 on you. If you keep up, you got a chance. And that'll be their thing is, you know, that they can still score consistently, guard, and lock down those big moments. They'd have a chance to make a run this year, too. So, W. Marquette, you know, we played them in the Chief scrimmage here in Cascade, and the hype is real. You know, D.C. Moore has them ranked second. I know a lot of people are going to have them in their top three or four. And they're fun to watch. They don't stop. It's just go, go, go. Little Evan Scott, their point guard. He had the Raider kid back as a junior who can shoot it and score it. The Kettman kids, they have all the pieces. They got five or six guys that can go off for 15 points on you. And the way they play, they're going to harass you. They're going to sustain runs. They can handle your runs. They're not afraid. You know, they're just not afraid of you. So those are some of the teams I've seen. I'm going to get a chance to see some more this week, a chance to see Bellevue later on this week. Hopefully get a chance to see Waller later on this week too in person, hopefully, or a couple weeks. So those are what I've seen in person, but I know we got a lot of other quality teams too. So
a couple of the teams you mentioned, Coach, you mentioned Cascade. They're currently 3-0 on the year, and you mentioned they have a tough week coming up, 5-0 Monticello, and also 3-0 Maquoketa. We wish that player the best of luck in his recovery. You also mentioned Bellevue Marquette. Bellevue Marquette is an interesting story because they are blowing everybody out. The closest team so far has lost by 16 points.
That was a 4A team.
Yeah, and that was a 4A team and a very athletic 4A team as well. Coach, taking a look, you've mentioned some already, but who are some of the area players that have really stood out to you? You mentioned a couple before, but what is it about their game that you noticed while watching them that really puts them a cut above the rest?
Well, you know, I'll start just in a Cascade, like Jackson Lorance. He's a great kid, you know, guard, wing type player. He's put the time in. He's busted his butt since last spring and the summer and this fall, both on his own and playing with our Cascade Zone Harris Tagus' Dubuque County basketball game at DCBA. He really got after it this summer. And the big thing about Jackson is he can score a lot of different ways. He's always been a shooter. You know, he's had that kind of like blow by game. He really developed that last year, kind of gets to the rim. I know one thing he wants to work on this year is that he gets to the line more because he's a great free throw shooter. And he can just pop off. He kind of maybe he'll kind of blend in for a little bit, and then boom, he goes on a personal 9-0 run or something to take a game over. So he can really score in like those quick bursts. He reminds me a lot of Harris Tagus, actually, back when Harris was that age. They end up the West Dubuque. The Bright kid, Canyon Bright, really worked on his game. I know the last, I kind of was, you know, got to pop into some of their practices last year a little bit and see him kind of working and developing. And he's come a long way in a couple of years. And his body's improved. He's fit, he's lean, and he's really long arm and a really great touch. That's the thing you watch when you watch him is if he gets it 4 or 5 foot in, he's going to score it. You know, he can step out and shoot it. You have to guard that and respect it. And he's not afraid of contact. I mean, he gets beat up. He's going to get beat up a lot in the Valley, and he does. And that DeCore game I saw, DeCore has some physical dudes, and he didn't shy away from him. He went right in there. He's going to mix it up. And he's another one that's going to get you 18 and 10. And because of him, he commands so much presence. He has a lot of gravity, as we say, and he draws guys in, and you have to notice them, and it helps those guards at West Virginia get a chance to get good shots too. So those would be two guys there. Mikokina, Harden, he's just an athletic kid, man. He is just, you can't help but notice him when he plays. He elevates about, looks like he jumps about 3 foot on his jump shot, and he's all over the court, and he's guarding guys, and he's flying. He's another one to go get you 25 in a hurry, in a different way, in a lot of different ways. And he's not very tall, but he plays like about somebody at 6'5", because he's so quick and explosive. And then those Marquette guys, Raider, you know, he's 6'5", and he can shoot the crap out of it. You know, Kevin, this athletic 6'5", he flies in there. And Scott, he's just this little water bug flying around on defense especially. You know, he can go off and score 18 or 20, but he's just a pest. I mean, you notice him. He changes the game the way he guards. They all guard hard, but he can play 84 feet for 32 minutes, and he won't be tired in the game. That's what you really notice about him. Senior, I didn't really mention them yet, but I kind of saw them on film, the Williams kid. You know, he's been doing it at the varsity level for 3 years now in the Valley. He's got a chance to be another one of those great Wendell Imers players. And just how hard he plays. I mean, he gets you buckets inside. He's got three guys hanging on him. He's athletic. He can step out and shoot a little bit, too. And he's one that jumps out at you there, too. So, then at Beckman, I mentioned Eli Kleesner. He's just kind of a beast. I mean, he's just going to kind of go up and fight you and blue-collar you. He might draw 4 or 5 fouls on 3 different guys, and you have to guard him. You know, he's not going to sit down and shoot a lot of threes on you or anything, but when he's in the game, you're going to feel him. And if you're not tough, he's going to be getting you 6-8 points, 6-8 offensive rebounds right there at the rim. You know, he kind of wears kind of that Beckman kind of identity, kind of get after you, guard you hard, play hard the whole time. He kind of really embodies that for those guys, too. So, yeah, that's just something. We've got a lot of great players. A lot of our teams have a lot of good guys. Those are some of the ones I've noticed so far this year.
A lot of great players, and I told Coach Brindle coming in that I wanted to keep it under 30 minutes. But we could talk for hours upon the great players. A couple of guys he mentioned, Jackson Lorenz, currently averaging 20 points per game. Caden Bright averaging 16 points per game. Dubuque Senior currently 3-0. They just had a big win over Hempstead. We mentioned Jacob Williams, and Jacob Williams was just voted Defensive Player of the Week. Nice. Jerry Albert Exit Realty, he's averaging just under 20 a game. And then Bellevue Marquette currently 6-0, blowing everybody out. Let's talk about the ranked team in the area here. We have two of them in Dubuque Senior and also Marquette Catholic. What is it about those teams? What style do they play? And how come teams struggle to keep up with them? Because you look at Senior scores, you look at Marquette Catholic scores, and they are just blowing teams out of the water.
I say it's two things. If you look at Marquette, one thing is they're, for a school their size, they have a lot of talent. I mean, everybody they put on the floor is a guy that would start any number of teams in our River Valley Conference, which is primarily 2A and 3A conference. Those guys can play. It's not just like small school guys. These guys can play. And their style, which is so hard to prep for, reminds me a little bit of North Linn, those North Linn teams. We've played North Linn in sub-state games, future games. It's a unique thing. It's you can't replicate how they play in practice. And so when you see them live in a game, just the speed and intensity that they play at, it takes teams a while to adjust to it. They don't adjust. By the time they do, they're down 20-25. And, you know, Coach Sherman does a great job with those guys. And I imagine everything they do is live action and practice and fast. And that's how they play. And when you have 4 or 5 guys that can all shoot it and attack it and are willing defenders, are willing to play hard on defense, that's a really, really tough combination. And they may face teams that have 2 or 3 guys that match up with their top 2 or 3 guys, but their 4 through 6 guys are more than likely going to be just a little ahead above, a little bit above a lot of other teams' 4 through 6 guys. And when you have all those guys playing and playing that hard, at the end of the day, they're just going to wear you down, and everybody's coming at you the whole game. So that's what I would say with Marquette. And they have a little bit of size, too. You don't see a lot of 1A size, 6'5", 6'5". And they're, again, like I said, they just come out with a style and a talent and skill to match that style and speed. you just don't see very often. Senior, you know, this is kind of what Coach Imers does. You know, he's had some of these guys on varsity for a couple of years, develop some of their young. And he tends to blend them with other young guys. You know, they have like a sophomore Schultz kid that's doing a good job for them. Meteor, sophomore Meteor, off the bench, they got like 17 the other night for him too. And they just play so hard. I mean, you watch them play, and it's just it's a Big Ten type team. I mean, they just battle, and they're physical, and they guard you, and they just wear you down. You know, and it's similar to what I said about Marquette. It's tough to replicate what Senior does if you're prepping for them, because all their guys play hard. You may play 10 guys, and that number 10 plays just as hard and intense as number 1 does. And all of them will guard. Those guys will guard and guard and not care if they score a point, and they'll let you know the Williams of the world, says other guys, you want to make the big buckets, and they take just as much glory in guarding and playing hard. And that's what a typical Coach Imers team does. They just want to win, and that's how they play. And another thing they do is they do a really good job of playing through runs, I think. I saw them a couple times last year where, you know, they're up on teams, team in a run on, team back. They maintain their poise, and they trust what they do. And because they are getting long, and they're long, and they're athletic, and just that intensity they play at, if you're not used to that, you know, you might be able to do it for 24 minutes, but they're going to do it for 32 minutes. That extra 8 minutes makes a big difference. And they're not afraid of it. That's another thing. They're not going to walk any gym in the valley and be intimidated. That goes a long way, too.
I think of Bellevue Marquette, and I'm looking at it right now. They have 4 guys averaging greater than 10 points. Spencer Roeder at 16, Eli Scott at 13, Caden Kettman at 11, and Cannon Still right at 10 points a game. And the nice thing about what they have going for them is they are blowing teams out by a ridiculous number, and they're able to get some other guys some experience, and they're able to keep those top guys fresh, which is great. You mentioned Senior, and I just think of Senior when I was in high school and when Coach Imers got there, and they always played defense. They always played really, really hard. He just did not have the basketball players back then. Now he has the basketball players. They're playing the same style, and they are playing great baseball. One thing I don't think the listeners know about you, Coach Brindle, is you are part of a committee that will assign rankings and rank teams. What level do you do that at? And when you're doing that, what do you look for? What are some of the big qualities in teams that might get them ranked in the top 10 or might get them, you know, maybe if two teams have the same record, they're 6-0, what might you look at as a decider on which one would be 1 or which one would be 2 or vice versa?
That's a really good question. Yeah, so I'm on the two-way committee for ranking. This is something the state instituted last year at the request of our coaches association. And so we have 4 committees for each class, and each committee is comprised of 2 kind of recently retired coaches and 1 media member. So it's myself, Jim Eekhoff, Western Christian, our old nemesis. They got us a couple times down in Des Moines. His former coach, Hall of Famer from up there, the Tony Rowe, the great Tony Rowe, covers Iowa preps as well as anybody in the state does. So what we do is, you know, our task is to see as many games we can, film, you know, watch them in person. And things you look for are twofold. One is obviously you're looking for kind of like NCAA, like who are teams beating and how are they beating them? And some of that is, you know, strength of schedule. You know, you kind of have a good idea of, you know, who's playing who, and some teams are playing 3A teams. Are you going on your way to schedule some good non-conference games? Obviously, results do matter, but there's such a disparity in kind of like strength of schedules and talent throughout the state that you have to kind of have a pretty good working knowledge of different leagues. And when it comes down to, say, you're looking at a couple of different teams and where they're going to fall, some of it is we kind of look at their makeup. You know, are they a team that shoots really well? Or they have a few turnovers, stuff that would translate against better teams, especially early in the season, if you're looking at some stats on teams. You kind of look at how are they guarding? You know, are they winning teams high scoring? Are they holding teams down? Things along those lines. Obviously, if you can see them in person, you have a better idea of, like, their talent level. Film is good. I think it'll be right. It's fun to watch film. It's a little different. It's tough to see a true size and speed of teams on film sometimes. And honestly, I like to reach out to other coaches. You know, about every week I'll send emails out to guys I know and say, hey, what are you feeling on these teams so far? I know you've played them. How'd you compare them to these guys? Because coaches know. I mean, they're down there scouting. They're doing the prep work. And in my opinion, their knowledge carries a lot of weight too. And so it's a lot of factors, especially early in the season. And that's one thing the boys wanted to do, maybe a little bit of contrast to the girls. We wanted to wait to release our first rankings until right before Christmas. So teams have gotten 7 or 8 games. And you're seeing kind of who's healthy, where everybody is. You know, people are acclimating new players and transfers. So we think kind of having that, like, right around Christmas ranking as our first one will give us at least a little bit better idea of kind of where teams stand at this point in the year.
Coach, you said to be on that committee, you have to be a media member or a retired coach. I'm curious, which one are you, a media member or a retired coach? Because I'm sure there are some ADs with their fingers crossed right now, hoping you say a media member.
I'm a recently retired coach, just put it that way. No, I'm retired from the high school, but now I've got a practice plan for my 3rd and 4th grade boys for tomorrow night. That's my new journey now. 3rd and 4th grade girls before Christmas, 3rd and 4th grade boys after Christmas.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Good luck with that.
Here's a quick timeout from our action as we hear from one of our great sponsors, Jerry Albert from Exit Realty.
Jerry Albert with Exit Realty here. I just want all the listeners to know that I'm a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Enjoy watching them work hard and perform during the games. If there's anything any of the listeners ever need when it comes to real estate, residential or commercial, please give me a call, 319-541 3381, and I look forward to helping all the listeners out. Call the area athletes. Good luck.
Before we get into our picks of our 3 games of the week coming up, Coach, what are you most looking forward to moving forward with this season?
You know, what I really love this season, I like to see how teams develop. And we have so many good teams in our area, and that's the benefit of emailing our 2-way committee is our local 2A basketball in Eastern Iowa. You know, us in Northwest Iowa are kind of 2 strong points, I would say. And you just really like to see how teams get better. Some teams are starting sophomores. You kind of like, I like to see how, you know, those guys adjust and get better. I'm really interested in seeing how some of our inexperienced kind of local teams, especially like at Western Dubuque and at Waller, we might take some loss in the Valley, see how they progress, see how they, you know, come tournament time. It's like, oh, no one's going to want to play those guys because they're going to be battle tested and good. And you see some of how our teams have started off kind of hot, how they do when they maybe hit a pitfall, when they get that first loss, kind of who's going to be the really good responder team, who's going to bounce back from a tough loss, especially some of these teams that have just got stepped into their own a little bit, trying to take that next step this year. Handling a little bit of that adversity is a big step to that. And honestly, I'm really excited to see how Marquette does. You know, they got so close last year. You're knocking on the doorstep, lost in overtime, sub-state final games, that's New London, I think it was. And have those guys back, a lot of them back, there's a little bit of motivation and edge. And I've coached this kind of teams before. They're fun to coach because you're not to coach anything except let's just go play basketball because their attitude's already there, their effort's there for them. So kind of excited to see how well they do going to their league this year too. So the biggest thing is we're real lucky. We have a lot of good basketball, a lot of good coaches. Our kids are really fortunate in Eastern Iowa that they get taught the game. They get taught it correctly. We have a lot of good officials in our area. We got to praise you guys, too, and I've stepped in that little ring, too, a little bit. And we have a lot of good support. That's one of the most fun things about what I get to do in the ring committee is go hang out in kind of cool gyms and watch good hoops and fans going wild and the band and the works. And I'm a little bit old school nostalgic about that, but I'm just looking forward to the whole season, to be honest with you.
Coach Brindle is going to be a trooper. I asked him off mic if he would like to make some predictions for our Nolan Weber agency and Jerry Albert through Exit Realty Dubuque games of the week coming up. And he said he has no problem doing that. I am going to refrain from making predictions because, like Coach alluded to earlier, I am an official and I could get a call Friday night that an official had car trouble and they need me to jump in and work with a varsity crew. And that would look bad if I was guessing the winner of games and then had to officiate that game. So let's start here. First game of the week, it'll be Friday. and it is Hempstead and Waller. And that game will take place Friday night at Hempstead. The Mustangs are coming in 1-1, and Waller is coming in 1-3. Who do you got, and why are you leaning that way?
Oh, it's going to be a tough one. You know, Waller has played kind of the murderer's role with schedule here this year. They came out of the gate at West Dubuque, at Decorah, Mount Vernon, Assumption maybe even. They have Iowa City West coming up. Hempstead is an interesting spot. They had a little transition year last year. Coach Rogers, you won't find a better guy. David Rogers is as good a guy in our world, our games we have. And he worked so hard at this. And those guys, I think, are going to take a little step this year and surprise some people and get some wins. And I think this one's at Hempstead. I think they're going to be fired up for this one. I have Hempstead edging them 63-60, I think, in a close one all the way through.
Wow. I was not thinking you were going to go that way, but we'll have to see how you do on the year. Keep track. Next game, we got for the Nolan Weber Agency and Jerry Albert Exit Realty Dubuque is the 2-2 Western Dubuque Bobcats versus the 3-0 Senior Rams. And that game will take place at Senior High School, where Nasty Nation is going to be loud and proud Friday night. Who you got, and why are you leaning that way, Coach?
Man, I wish I could get to that game. Not going to be able to get to them. That is quite an environment when that place is rocking. And it will be. I guarantee you Bobcat Nation will travel well to that one, too. So it's going to be a full house. Being at Senior, this is going to be kind of West Dubuque's first taste in that type of environment, I think, this year. I think Senior gets them. No, my Bobcats, no, I'm proud alone. I think Senior gets them. I think WD keeps it close. I think it's going to be about 59-52 right in that ballpark. I would love to see the turnaround game later in the year back at WD. That'd be a good one. I think right now, being at Senior, a little bit early in the year, West Dubuque's guards not quite tested at that level just yet, I don't think. So I think Senior gets this one just being the home court advantage, I think, early on.
I think that full court press is going to get Coach Wilson. Coach Wilson, I'm going to give you some advice. Either wear a change of shirts to change at halftime, or wear a nice suit jacket to cover up if your armpits are sweating there with that pressure they're going to throw at you. Last one, and it's a special one.
Okay.
Because it is your former team, and on Monday, December 18th, the Cascade Cougars are going to take on the Hempstead Mustangs in a non-conference melee, and that'll take place at Hempstead High School at 7:30. Are you going with the homer pick, or are you going to pick the 4A Mustangs?
Man, that's tough. I have to teach these guys tomorrow now, so I got to be careful what I say here.
It's not coming out for about a couple days, so you're okay.
That's true. No, that's good. That's a great game. It's a great game for Cascade to pick up and go schedule. That a team that wants to be good has to go play good teams. It's a great game for Hempstead, too, because they know Cascade's talent. They know how they play. I mean, Jackson Lorance would be a great player in any league. Mick Cuthbert is a sophomore. 25 big points the other night. He's coming on strong. He can play. I think I'm going to go against the home court. It's not a homer pick. It's a basketball pick. I think Cascade is going to be amped up and ready for that one. I mean, they have kind of like a little motivation to get a big win heading into Christmas, especially on a 4A court. So I'm going to give Cascade the edge on that one. I'm going to say about 61-55.
And I will say that that's not a homer pick, because when you look at the numbers and you look at the overall records, granted the class is different, but if Hempstead pulls off a victory, it would be considered an upset victory for the Mustangs.
It'd be a great win for them. People look at, you know, 4A, 2A, basketball people would know that that would be a really good basketball win. It's a really good basketball game for Hempstead to play. Absolutely.
Coach Brindle, this was a lot of fun. Should we do it again sometime?
I would love to.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me on Tri-States After the Buzzer, and enjoy a great week of area basketball.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. If you have not already, give us a follow on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify.